constantly injecting ourselves into the past. The gaze of history shapes it, crystallizes it, collapses it upon the linear timeline. How do we keep ourselves tethered to the narrative? When and where do the ancestors speak for themselves? Keeps time. If the master clock stops, does time stop? The ways in which we are situated in time reflects in how we talk about, think about, and conceptualize the world around us. Under a sky you can't see, on top of water you can't feel the sound of suffering. Chains heavy, screaming, chanting, I recognize these spells. Someone is trying to sink the ship, another is cursing the captain. I am not sure who is alive or dead. The chanting continues. Life meets a paradoxical reality. Once you step foot on the ship, you start dying. How many have to be slaughtered in front of you before you choke on your tears? Before your brain convinces you that you are already dead, and if you are still breathing, you shouldn't be. When the white man declares himself science, he is no longer human. The sound of everything at once, the sound of babies screaming for mothers gagging in agony for the return of their babies snatched from the womb. Fear in the form, fear in the form, fear in the form, fear in another form. Did I survive without space? did I survive without hands, without mouth, without technology in which man carried far and wide to finance, to torture and control. I am you are the first form of time travel discovered. Keeping the temporal rhythm of the Earth's biological clock, devoid of memory. And here I am, we are reactivating the temporal meridians that are constellations of the African consciousness. Back to Africa, on ships of antiquity. Ethiopian.